This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. The late U.S. Senator and war hero John McCain will be buried later today at his alma mater, the U.S. Naval Academy. Saturday, there was a private memorial service here in Washington. AP Sagar Magani reporting.
We receive the body of our brother John for burial.
At Washington National Cathedral, music and prayers for McCain at a memorial service full of Washington dignitaries, including three former presidents. The current one was not invited, but Meghan McCain posed her father's legacy as a direct challenge to President Trump.
The America of John McCain has no need to be made great again because America was always great.
Both George W. Bush and Barack Obama also appeared to rebuke Trump's brand of politics while paying tribute to McCain's love of American values. Bush remembered a bitter political rival and later friend for a mix of courage and decency.
Unwavering, undimmed, unequal.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
John McCain died last Saturday, 81 years old then, after a year-long battle with brain cancer. Longest-serving NAVO commander in Afghanistan is stepping down today. U.S. General John Nicholson said Russia is not giving up an effort to destabilize Afghanistan and drive divisions, he says, between the United States and its coalition partners. He cast doubts on Russia's intentions in the region. Arab media reporting warring militias in the Libyan capital have agreed to a ceasefire, but it's unclear how long it will hold. Clashes were reported in Tripoli's only functioning airport. Militia fighters and several warring brigades fired multiple rounds of ammunition into the air at the Yarmouk military camp, scene of bitter fighting in recent days. This is VOA News. President